There was once a Kohen Gadol in the period of the second Beit HaMikdash whose name was Yoshua ben Gamla. And he came, he witnessed the Jewish people having a terrible tragedy. He lived during the period of the Second Temple, and he was in a position to change things. He was a rabbi, he was the high priest, he was the Kohen Gadol. And the backdrop to the story is as follows. Originally, people said, says in the Torah, "Velimatem osam," you teach your children Torah. Whoever had a father learned Torah. Whoever didn't have a father did not learn Torah. So the rabbis instituted that in Jerusalem they'll have a center for learning Torah. They'll set up a yeshiva, Machon Meir, and anyone whose father does not, who doesn't have a father teaching them Torah, could come and learn Torah.
Or the guys who are immaculate.
So what?
Or the guys who are immaculate.
Aaron Price. I think that belongs to what's his name. I mean, if you want Nescafe, we have an office, but that I think is private. I think that belongs to Matan. Sorry. So. So they set up an institution in Jerusalem. What's unique about Jerusalem? Because when a child would come to Jerusalem and he'd see the holy way people behaved, that the Kohanim were busy doing the service and people would come up to Jerusalem to bring sacrifices and they'd put themselves out in honor of Hashem, so that would have an impact on him. It's like God gave us the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, that we take a tithe, we have to take it up meeting in Jerusalem. What's the idea? When you come to Jerusalem and you're at the center of the world and you see how people are acting in holiness and they're investing all their efforts in Torah, the greatest scholars were in Jerusalem, the highest court, the highest rabbis were in Jerusalem, and you had all the Kohanim who were putting themselves out in the service of Hashem, that affected a person. So initially, the first institution was, they made an academy in Jerusalem. Any child who didn't have a parent who could teach him Torah would come up there. Whoever had a father who didn't know Torah, well, their fathers would lead them to Jerusalem. Kids who didn't have a father, they had no way of getting to Jerusalem. So they didn't resolve the problem. So they instituted that every city has to have an academy. Little Machon Meirs in every city. So they set them up, and guys come in when they're 16, 17, depending on how healthy they were. If the guy got the rabbi upset, that's it. You're out of here. We give you free education. You take advantage. Wow. And a lot of guys were kicked out. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Gamla came to this scene where you had the academy in Jerusalem and people couldn't come unless they had a father. You had the academies that were set up in each town and it was only for kids when they were 16 and 17 and they were very tough with them. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Gamla made an institution. He made the first public school system. He instituted that every Jewish town has to tax all the Jews and put together the funds to hire a Rebbe to teach all the children. And from the time a child is 6 or 7, depending on how healthy he is, if he's very healthy from 6, otherwise from 7, they'd start educating them. And the policy was as follows. We don't accept the kid when he's younger. Because technically, if you teach a child when he's younger, he won't catch on. So yeah, if a child's very swift, he's very with it, and he's very healthy, so yeah, he could catch on from age 5. Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Chamesh Lemikra, from 5 years old, you could teach him Chumash. But otherwise, it's a waste of time. We're using public funds, they'd have to work in the best possible way. a child was brought in at age six. And before age six, they wouldn't let him in. At age six, the policy was, teach him as much as you can. Like you were feeding an ox, they try to stuff him up with as much as possible, because every bit of hay he eats is more pounds that you'll make. You'll make money when you slaughter him, so do the child. Give him as much as you can from age six and on, just feed him Torah. And if they had to punish a child, so they were taught to use like the shoelaces, something that wouldn't hurt the child. In those days, when you beat a child, you took a stick. When you beat a child, you made sure he knew he'd never do it again. Policy in these academies was, you don't hit a child that way. You hit him to get the message across. You don't hit him to hurt him. You don't hit him in any way that could ever inflict damage on the child. And if after hitting him once, twice, you see the kid isn't learning, let him be. Policy was, if he's not learning, let him be with his friends. The mere fact that he'll be in good company, he'll see everyone else learning, in a short time he'll catch on, like everyone else will get on the track. Don't apply too much pressure. And our sages say that thanks to Rabbi Yoshua ben Gamla, all of the Torah wasn't forgotten from the Jewish people. If not for his institution, if not for his standing up and saying, we got to do something here, we got to change it. Kids have to learn Torah, even if they don't have a father to teach them, even if they don't have the capacity to be brought to the academy. He made an institution that if a child has to cross a bridge to get to the academy, so you institute a new public school, you don't make him cross a thin bridge where he might fall off on the way. Every city, every town, you have to ensure the children have a place to learn Torah. And thanks to Rabbi Yoshua ben Gamla, the education of the Jewish people turned completely. Our halachos of Limud Torah revolve around his institution. We have halachos, once you have 25 kids in the city, we tax everyone in the city or in the town to hire a Rebbe. Once you hit 50, you tax them to hire another one. Once you hit 40, you tax them to hire a helper. All kinds of laws that pertain to how public school is supposed to be run. And it all began back in the days of the Second Temple, thanks to this Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yoshua ben Gamla. Yeah.